Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is calling on President Trump and congressional Republicans to work with Democrats to extend health care tax credits. Klobuchar says a soybean farmer told her about the tough times on the farm.
Between the tariffs, between the input cost increases because of the tariffs, between other problems that have been out there for a while for our farmers with the cost of land and the like, and then these health care cuts, a perfect storm of ugly.
Klobuchar made the comment during a virtual news conference with Iowans about the health care cuts. After another bargaining session yesterday, still no deal between doctors, physicians assistants, and nurse practitioners at Allina Health. The doctors and their union gave Allina Health a 10-day strike notice last week. The union is planning the one-day unfair labor practice strike to take place November 5th, with 600 doctors threatening to strike. It's believed to be the largest strike of its kind in U.S. history. The union says the main sticking points continue to be pay and safety on the job. Some poultry producers are turning to laser technology to help keep wild birds away from farm sites in an effort to protect their flocks from highly pathogenic avian influenza. Dr. Abby Schuft with the University of Minnesota Extension says lasers don't seem to bother some wild bird species.
But the point of them being is they are simulating a predator so that a bird wouldn't come near the farm premises or the barn. So hopefully it will reduce nesting in and around the barns.
Schuft says another issue is the high cost of lasers, but states, including Minnesota, are helping to offset that. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Kimberly Mullen, a registered nurse in Robbinsdale, says treatment has come a long way, but early detection is crucial to survival.
If you get a screening mammogram annually, you are able to find breast cancers up to 3 years earlier than you would by just palpating the breasts alone.
Mullen recommends all women start getting mammograms at age 40 and may want to start earlier if they have direct relatives with breast cancer. In other headlines, Minnesota is mourning the loss of a true legend. Marjorie Johnson of Robbinsdale, the state's beloved blue ribbon baker, has passed away at the age of 106. Known for infectious energy and unmatched baking skills, Marjorie won over 3,000 ribbons, more than 1,000 of them blue, at fairs across the country. She brought joy to millions with her appearances on national TV and her signature red dress. A new study by AAA shows that slow down, move over, road rules are dismissed by 1 in 3 Americans. To combat this, Minnesota spokesperson Brenna Knapp says our state does traffic safety public awareness campaigns really well, but we can always do better.
So as drivers are learning about driver safety as they prepare to get out on the road, one thing that we can do is make the requirements for talking about slow down move over laws more strict for those curriculums.
Minnesota's move over law is named after State Trooper Ted Foss. And Sartell-based Niron Magnetics is responding to the U.S.-China trade agreement, which includes rare earth export discussions. The company warns that despite U.S. claims of progress, China's vague stance suggests its April 4th restrictions remain in place, posing serious risks to the industry. This is MNN.